Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. Before we begin Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, I want to go back to one note that I did not read last night. It came up halacha l'maisa today, so I wanted to discuss it. If you go back to page Pei Gimel, so the Mishabura said in the third wide line, Omnam im hischil lechol babayis. If a person started eating in the house, and then he went traveling. That's considered going from house to house. That having it in mind will not help you when it comes to peiros or to drinks. So the Mishabura is saying over here that if you make a coffee in your house, you start drinking in your house, a fruit or a coffee, and then you're taking it on the road, even if you had it in mind, it will not help. You have to make another bracha when you're outside your house. So there's a very important note that I wanted to read, and that is note number 32. Umashe tzarech lachzor levarech. That which if you go from your house to start traveling, even with having it in mind, you have to make another bracha. The Igros Moshe writes, that's only if at the time when you made the bracha, you planned on staying inside the house. But if you were on your way out the house, you made the coffee to go, you just happened to make the bracha in the house, but you plan on taking it into your car and drinking it on the way, Zakar of Moshe, that's ki'ilu, you made the bracha on the road itself. Then you would not have to make a new bracha. I just thought that's a very important point that Rav Moshe makes, that although the Mishnah Berurah says if you make the bracha in your house on the fruit or the drink, even though you have to ask to go outside and to travel, you still need a new bracha. But Zakar Moshe, only if you plan on staying in your house for a little bit. But if it was mamish on the way out, so you could define exactly what that means. But if you're on your way out, you make the coffee to go, then avad, if you made the bracha in the house, you would not have to make a bracha on the way while you are traveling, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's begin now, page 166, Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. Kuf Ayin Tes is Eze Dvorim Kruyim Hesach Adas Besuda. Which things are considered taking your mind off the Suda, Shetzorech Lachzor Ulevarech, which would require you to go back and make a new bracha. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Gomar Suda, so a person finished eating his Suda, V'notal Yodav Mai Machronim, and he already washed Mai Machronim, Eino Yochol Lecho V'lolishtos Ad Shevarech Berchas Hamazon. He is no longer allowed to eat or drink until he benches. V'im Omar Havlon Unevarech, and we'll see in the Mishabura, it means you said, give us the coast so we could bench. Then Havei Hesach Hadas, that's considered taking your mind off of the Achila. The Aser Lo Lishtos, and he is forbidden to now go ahead and drink. Elo Im Kein Yivarech Olav Tchila. If he wants to take a drink now, he has to make a new bracha on the drink. What about if he wants to eat? The Achila Dino Keshtia LaHarosh. If he wants to eat, Zakta Rosh, it has the same din as wanting to drink. So the same way that if he said, Hav Lon Unevarech, and he wants to drink, he needs a new bracha on the drink. If he wants to eat, he has to make a new bracha on the Achila. However, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, eating is different than drinking. Even though he removed his hand from eating, even if they removed the table totally, if he wants to go back to eat, he does not need to make a new bracha on the new achila. Shekol shelo notal yodav. So long that he did not wash his hands, lo nistalek legamir miachila. He has not removed himself from the achila. To summarize the Mechaber, we have two cases. One is that you wash my machronim. The Mechaber says you are no longer allowed to eat and drink until you bench. The second halacha, as you said, havlon unevarech. That's a hesach hadas. When it comes to drinking, if you want to drink, you now need a new bracha. When it comes to eating, it's a machlokas. The Rosh says you need a new bracha. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran say you will not need a new bracha on the achila because your mind never goes off of achila. And even though you said, let's bench or bring us the coast to bench, he would not need a new bracha on the achila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat an Aleph on the first halacha of you wash my machronim, you're not allowed to eat. Not only you're not allowed to eat after my machonim, you shouldn't even speak a little bit after my machonim. To take you for netila bracha, because immediately following the netila shadayim for my machronim, you have to bench. Umehai taiman, for this reason, yesh lezor shalom lisho shehiyo meruba achar netila. For this reason, you shouldn't pause by doing nothing, just waiting around until you bench after you wash as well. The kol shekein shalom yasok be'eza esek. Certainly, you shouldn't get involved in any other activity. So no eating, no talking, no sitting around, no getting involved in any activity between the my machronim and the benching. However, im tzarech lahasik b'dover nochutz, if there's something that's very important that comes up, you have to be mafsik. O b'di'evit im hifsik, or if you, by accident, you were mafsik, yito yodav shenis, you should wash mayim achronim a second time, kidei lios tekel from the tilas mayim achronim bracha. That way you can have, right after the mayim achronim, you can have your benching, which is what you're supposed to do. We're going to come back to the Mishabura later on, Amir Tashem, in the Shir. We're going to see a shtikl stira between this Mishabura and a Shara Tzion that we'll see shortly. Sivkotan Beis, Achi Yavar Bechaz Amazon, again the Mechaber Paskind, that once you wash Mayim Achronim, you are not allowed to eat or drink until you bench. Vilodomi Lahav Lon Unavarech, and it's not similar to what we just saw in the rest of the Mechaber, when you said, Havlon Unavarech, the Mutter Lecho, where you are allowed to eat. Virakshi Yavarech Hamotzi Mitchila, but according to the Rosh, you'd have to make a new Brach of Hamotzi before you eat again. Ukid Lakameh, like we'll see shortly in the Mishavura, where he explains the rest of the Mechaber. But here we umash mayim achronim, it's worse, you're not allowed to eat. The kevon shenotel yodav osar lahafsik. It's not like over there by Havlon and Nevarach where you just make a new bracha. If you already wash mayim achronim, it is osar to be mafsik. But, says the Mishabura, v'hine yesh kama poskim the svirluhu, there are various poskim that hold, de'ein iser lechol af benotel yodav. They disagree and they say there is no iser to eat after you wash mayim achronim. V'rak shi'evarech hamotzi mitchila. Just like Havlon and Nevarach, you'd have to make a bracha of hamotzi before you eat again after washing mayim achronim. V'chein kasu ha'achronim lohokil, and so too the achronim right to be mekel. V'rak the achar achiloso. The only thing is, after you go ahead and you eat again with your new bracha, yitol yodav shenas, you should wash your hands mayim achronim a second time. Shetei smucha l'netila lebracha, so your netila should be close to your benching. Elo d'lechatchila das habach v'magid avram d'tzorach lizar bazeh. But l'chatchila, the bach of the Magen Avraham say you should be careful about this and you should not eat after mayim achronim. V'ayim b'beralocha mashikasavnu od bazeh. Look what we wrote in the beralocha as well. That l'chatchila, one should try not to eat after mayim achronim. But then the Mishabura says, v'chol zeh l'inyan achila. This whole discussion is only lagabe eating after washing mayim achronim, where the achronim say you can make a bracha, and then you'll wash mayim achronim a second time. Aval lahafsik bedibur, but to be mafsik after mayim achronim by speaking, kisheino rotze lecha velishtos, where you're not planning on eating or drinking again. Olehis asik be'eza esek, or to get involved with any activity, aser lekuliyama, that's forbidden according to everyone after mayim achronim. Look in the Shara Tzion Ozayin. Nira hatam, it appears the reason is mishum de lo shayach bazeh yitol yodav shenis. It's not shayach over here in this case to wash your hands mayim achronim a second time. Kevan shelo ochal od, since you did not eat again, v'yodav nikios mizua masa achila, and your hands are already clean from the time that you washed it, so you have no dirt on your hands, you didn't eat again, im kein hanetila einu malav lo morid. So if you're going to wash your hands again, it accomplishes nothing. If all you did after your mayim achronim was to speak, or you did some activity, and you didn't use your hands to get your hands dirty, so what is washing mayim achronim a second time going to do? Your hands are already clean, so what are you doing, cleaning them again? So you're trying to chab the take of the netila bracha, but you can't, because you washed once, that was your washing. Now you spoke, you were mafsik. Washing again is not a washing, because your hands are still clean from the first washing, your second washing accomplishes nothing. Now this lechora is directly against what the Mishabura just told us in Sif Aleph. The Mishabura said in Sif Aleph, after mayim achronim, no eating, no talking, no waiting around, no doing any activity. But then he says, if you have to be mafsik, l'dover nochutz, or b'dyevet if you were mafsik, wash your hands a second time, so it will be, take it from the tilas mayim achronim bracha. We just said it, unless you ate, doing mayim achronim again doesn't help you, it doesn't accomplish anything, your hands are still clean. This theory is pointed out in note number 3. where he writes on the Mishabura, Omdam Bisharatzion Lahalan Kosov She'ein Lomar She'ito Yadav Shenis. The Sharatzion says later on, what we just read in Sifkat and Zayim, don't say you're going to wash your hands a second time after your dibur, Kevan Shalo Ocha La'achar Netila HaRishona. Since you did not eat after your first washing, the Yodav Adayin Nikios Mizua Masa Achila, and your hands are still clean from the dirt of the Achila. The Imkena Netila L'malav L'morit. So the Chora, that's a stira, explains Rav Scheinberg, Shabeshar HaTzion, where he says the Netila won't help, Lo Mari Elo L'inyan L'chatchila. That's talking L'chatchila. You want to go ahead and speak, and then wash Mayim Achronim, that will not work L'chatchila, Shelo Yasek B'dibur. Ulam B'nidon Dinam, but in our case in the Mishavura earlier, where he says a second washing will help you, Shemuchrach L'hafsek B'davar Nochutz. It's like the Mishavura says, you need to stop because of a Davar Nochutz, it's a very important thing. So Scheinberg wants to suggest the chiluk that the Sharatzin is talking about lechatchila, you shouldn't make a hefsik in order to then plan on washing again. But in the Mishabura, when he says that you can do that, that's where it was some kind of emergency, it was very important, and you had to stop, or you did it by accident. So now, once you did it, so you could wash your hands again. And even though he said in the Sharatzin it doesn't accomplish anything, but I guess, according to Rav Scheinberg, what he's trying to say is that if it was an emergency situation, so then somehow the second Atila will help, but it's a tremendous stira l'chara between the Mishabura and the Sharatzion. That is the suggested answer of Rav Scheinberg. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sifkat and Gimel, this is on the second case of the Mechaber, where you said, Hav lonu nevarich. Zok the Mishabura, Pirish, Tein lonu kos levarich. That means give us the kos to bench on. Ukeshem mevarichim below kos. And if you are benching without a kos, im omrin bo unevarich, if you say let's bench, gamkein din hachi, it has the same din. You say let's bench, you can't just go on and drink. According to everyone, you can't drink ninu bracha. Tahave hasradas. Once you say let's bench, that's hasradas. And so too, if you were mesiyah das, you took your mind explicitly off from drinking anymore. The achakach rotsa lishtos, and then you want to drink more. Gam kein tzarach levarach mitchil al mashke. So once again, you will have to make a new bracha on your mashke. So havlon unavarich is a lashon that you use when you're asking for the kosher bracha when you plan on benching with the kos. When you plan on benching stam and you say let's bench, that would be a problem. What if you started saying shir malos? It's a Shabbos suda, yanta suda. You said shir malos, you didn't say the words let's bench. So that's discussed in note number 4. He brings out a machlokas in the achronim whether that's also like havlon unavarich, and that's considered hesach das, which would require if you want to drink afterwards a new bracha or not. Ayin sham. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaidus of Katan Dalud. If you said havlon unevarich and now you want to drink more, you need a new bracha. Sivkat and dalav in musubin rak l'shtia. If the gathering was only a drinking gathering, va'amru and they said bo unevarich bracha achrona, let's make a bracha achrona. Gam kein din hachi, it's the same din. Tahave hesagadas, that's a hesagadas. Va'aser lishtos od below bracha, you're not allowed to drink unless you make a new bracha. Sifkot and hey, we had the machlokas rishonim, the mechaber brought down if achila is like shtia and requires a new bracha like the rush, or if it's like Rabbi Yonah and the Ram, that achila is different, you never may seal das from achila. Sifkot and hey, the achila dina kashtia, to be gemara lo niskar behed yorak lin yin shtia, when the gemara brings this halacha down and only mentions it lagabe shtia, visvirli and the rush holds, the huadin la achila, shtia is lav dafka, it means shtia or achila. Whatever you say, havlon and nevarich, you need to make a bracha if you want to drink or if you want to eat afterwards. Sivkot and vav. This is going on the second shita, the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, that they say achila is different. That even though you were silik yodom ilecho, zakta mishabura, ratzalom ra'afilu, gomra b'daydu shalolecho, even though you made up your mind that you are no longer eating, and even if they remove the tables of Katan Zayin Afilu Silko HaShulchan, Zeo Miloshon Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a Loshon of Rabbeinu Yonah, V'hainu, after Svirulei Dezeh Choshev Hesach Adas Tfei Mehavu Nevarich, even though the removal of the table is even a greater Hesach Adas than saying the words, let's bench, Afilu Hachi, even though you had the greater Hesach Adas, Lo Mahani L'inin Achilu, will not help to require a new bracha on your achila afterwards. V'ayin mashak asad nebir alocha b'das ha-rosh b'zeh. Look what we said in the bir alocha. Lagabe, the rosh's opinion on this. Sivkotan ches lachzor la'achilaso. We said according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, not only if you said havon and nevarich, even if you made a greater hesach adas, you remove the table, Still, if you want to go back and eat, you do not need a new bracha. Lachzor la'achilaso, kasavataz. Di'im machmas achila zu shechazer lechol. Interesting point. If this achila that you went back to, that Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran says does not require a bracha, but that achila itself that you went back to, kod nigrar li bogam l'shtiyah, you got thirsty again. So you went back for achila, you did not make a bracha on the achila, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ran, but now you got thirsty, you want to have a drink. Zaktataz ain't sarach bracha l'deya zu gamal ashtia. The same way you did not need a bracha on the achila, and the achila then caused you to have a shtia because you got thirsty, that shtia is basar achila grira. It's dragged after the achila, it was caused by the achila, and since you didn't have to make a bracha, according to them, on the shtia, on the achila rather, you also will not require a bracha on the shtia. Afsha omar mitchila havlon unavarech, even though you said already, havlon unavarech, where normally you need a new bracha for shtia, but if you're only having the shtia because it was drawn after the achilu, which didn't require bracha, you also wouldn't require bracha on the shtia. V'lo mayri ha-shulchan aruch batchila l'inyan shtia d'matzrich l'varech l'kuyama rakish l'chazer gam l'achila. And that which the Mechaber discussed before, that if you say havon n'varech, you need a new bracha on shtia, that simply you went back to drink, having nothing to do with achila. But if you went back for an achila and threw in a shtia with the achila, that's what the Taz is saying, that shtia would not need a bracha. The Mechaber wasn't addressing that case. Sivkotan test, we're on the second line on page Pei Dalid. Lo nistalik. We said you don't need a new bracha according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ram when you go back to your achila, because lo nistalik legamri meachila, you never remove yourself fully from eating. Mishum de derech lehigarim meachila katana legadola, because the normal way is that you get drawn in from a smaller achila to a greater achila. Therefore lo choshev hesach hadas gomer. Therefore, it's not considered a full hesech hadas from your achila, elok yishenotel yadav, unless you wash your hands. Even though here you stopped eating, you said let's bench, but l'maisa, since the nature of eating is that a small achila draws you into a bigger achila, it's never considered a hesech hadas, even if you say let's bench, until you actually wash mayim achronim. Masha'en kein b'shtiyah, which is not the case by drinking, behesech hadas kolduhu. Any small hesech hadas where your mind goes off of it, kvar nistalik m'shtiyah, so you have already removed yourself from the drinking, v'tzarech levarech sheinis kishanim lach, and you'll need to make a new bracha when you change your mind and decide to drink again. V'ayim b'ber alocha she'veinu harbe poskim she'sorim k'das ha'rosh. Look in the ber alocha where he brought many poskim that go like the rush, that says just like you need a new bracha on the shtia after let's bench, you also need a new bracha on the achila after let's bench. To behav unavarech choshev gemar suda, because they say that hav unavarech is considered like a gemar suda. V'af b'achila aser b'lo bracha, and even if you want to eat afterwards, you would require a new bracha. V'chein sosam ha-mechaber l'kamo misimin kuf tzari zayin sif alav ayin shom, and that is how the mechaber is so saying later on, like the rush, that if you want to eat after you say let's bench, you also need to make a bracha. But since l'maisa, it's a machlokas rishonim, v'al kein l'chathchila b'vada yish lizor shelo lechol achar sh'omer havlon nevarech. Therefore, very important, after you say let's bench, it's best to avoid a machlokas rishonim and don't eat. If you say let's bench and you want to take a drink, that's fine. Make a shahakol. Everyone holds you make a shahakol. But you say let's bench, you want to take one more cookie, that's already getting into risky business. According to one Rishon, you have to make a mezonos on that cookie. According to another Rishon, you don't have to. So you have entered into the world of savik bracha. Therefore, zakta mishabur lechatchila, for sure one should be careful not to eat after he says let's bench. V'chein pasak b'derach achayim, and so too paskins b'derach achayim. Vidai, you should know, the Misha Tzarech Bracha Be'emtza Suda, anyone who is in any of these cases that do require a bracha in the middle of a Suda, Tzarech Netila Gamkein, he also needs to wash his hands again. Dekeven Dehisiach Daito Lo Shamar Yodav, the same way you were Mesiach Das from your Achila, you were Mesiach Das from the cleanliness of your hands, and you need to wash again. Virak Birchas Netilas Yadayim Ein Lo Levarich, just a bracha on the Netila you would not need to make. We will stop here and continue and tomorrow with Sid Bais.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.